As the film progresses, we suddenly come to like watching this literal vacuum, just watching TV, and then we turn into this montage of like, first we're watching like Dyson vacuums being made, and then we're hearing like the founder or like the creator of the Dyson vacuum, like talking about how he doesn't want like Chinese factories to start like stealing his ideas, and then we see like.
And he also very pointedly, I just want to like add this, talks about the idea of objection. Like there was like a very direct idea of him being like, a lot of people don't want to see, you know, the mess that they're cleaning up, but I like seeing it accumulate. And then it had
And
this
then,
beautiful, did you remember that
and
cut?
then
That's my
beautiful,
favorite cut.
beautiful cut to like,
Just a wasteland in like the Middle East. I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
which then turns into like, oh, these are like camps that Israel's like forcing refugees to stay in, and it's like they're these clearly visible camps that no one's doing anything about, and it's just like this
And like this is
beautiful sequence.
this is the like you're getting to see the abject, like you go from seeing, you know, the feces or the dust or like the clarinetist getting slowly covered with dirt as the music goes on, but then you clip to it in real life. And I think that's just so powerful because you go from the surreal opera to seeing it,
It's just
you know,
like,
in its real form.
this is what we're actually dealing with. And it just like, the film spells out its politics in a way that like, it's pointed, but I wouldn't say it's like beating you over the head. And I feel like it toes this very, very fine line. But I think it, given that at the end of the day, we're dealing with a 23-minute long opera about Dyson vacuums,
It achieves a lot.
it, and like, that also gives it some leeway to be like real without coming off as preachy.
What's funny is sort of the timing choices, because I'd say the real, the quote unquote real talk, you know, yes, it is, it's built up towards with the opera, but that only goes on for a few minutes, which I thought was sort of an interesting choice.
It's a much shorter ending, but yeah, it goes on for 4 or 5 minutes at the end and then roll credits. And I think that in and of itself, like just choosing to not have this constantly looping video, also serves this piece very well formally, in that like it's
The frame is like the news channels, which I because it when it loops or right before it loops back, it shows you going back to the dust channel, which is the opera. So it's really neatly tied up in this media.
It's like it's one consumable object at the end of the day. And like within like Love Bomb, you have it, the quote unquote start of the film, like it loops a little bit more bluntly, or bluntly is maybe not the right word, but like it just kind of loops without having the sense of closure. But I mean, I guess what you took as the start of it and what I took as the end of it was a screen that kind of showed all of the various vignettes within the film sort of playing concurrently, and it's this like crazy cacophonous like
And they're all just lined up like as if you were on a computer screen. So I sort of feel like this is a theme that I've seen in more than one piece. But what both of these have in common is the fact that they're in a way sort of laying out this framework for you. So for Dust Channel, it's the idea of you flipping through channels, you know, really quickly, like you have the TV being your framework. And then for Love Bomb, it's a computer screen. So you're getting all of this mass media thrown at you through the internet. And I feel like that's a really interesting way of maybe getting people, that might be where they hook you in Love Bomb, is being like, oh, I'm gonna be seeing all these things.
This just occurred to me. So if we're working through Love Bomb as like, this is internet or information by way of the internet.